Shmaitzah Shir Sunday, Tuesday night, or Lidalit Tammuz. So again, no Shir tomorrow night. We'll go back, I'm sorry, we'll go back to Shmaitzah Zion, Perek Zion, I think. No, Perek Hey. No. Yes, Perek Hey. Katabu Shukunach Mishasak Zeris, Matirim Noshim Al Pibale Chuva, Shimeidim Mashiro, Bei Sora. Abu Bishay Miru Dosa Mikoachones, even though maybe they should have been technically they should have been Moshe Nevesh because of the Yerik Bal Yavor, they weren't even Benisoyon, but they do not become Posel Eidus. Lumit Shuvas Arosh, Ayan Shom, Lavit Chosu Bipsul, Kivin Danusim Hoyim. Because the Medek was there, and he because of a Rambam, Beilu Shalosh Averos.
It's really a technical thing. At the time of seeing the Eidus, it's a technical question.
If you happen to be kosher now, you have to have been kosher at the time you saw the Eidus.
But it doesn't mess up. It doesn't mess up the ability of the aid to witness it in terms of like seeing it or it doesn't like.
Obviously, Rishon don't necessarily have worse eyesight than anyone else, but testimony takes place in two shlavim. One is called witnessing. Really, in English, you have words that reflect edus and words that reflect hagadas edus. Eidus is to witness. Agadas Eidus is to give testimony. An aid, meaning a witness, he saw it, presumably, he's telling us he saw it, gives testimony. Is Magid Eidus. He gives over his witnessing. He's Moser, his witnessing to the Beis Din. That's called Agadas Eidus, and it's called an English testimony. You have to be kosher, b'shas the witness and b'shas the testimony. There's two parts to Eidus.
That's really a big fit. That's like a there's a custom of Svara involved, right? No real Svara.
Well,
we shouldn't believe
it. It could be. I don't want to start with Svaras and rationales, but it could be very well that it could very well be. The assumption is that apostle doesn't really look carefully. We don't believe him that he saw what he says he saw. Not because he's lying now necessarily, but because he wasn't careful to be medactic then.
Yeah.
I knew you would say.
Right. No, it's not my question.
You want to know if there's some rationale? There is a rationale.
Yeah.
If you don't trust a Russia. So that means, so if it was a Russia when he saw it, so we don't trust him to have been like, to be saying what he really saw. Like,
basically, he was saying that he was mistaken.
Now, he wasn't careful. But I'm saying, if you realize the English words, you will realize right away that Eidus has two parts. An aid is a witness, not a testifier. Testifying is Hagodas Eidus. An aid Hameyid, it's called. Learn the end of the first parak Makis. This is discussed by the Rishonim at length. At what point do you say Eidus Abotla Miktsasa Abotla Kula? Let's say he was part of the Eidus by the witnessing, and he's not part of the Eidus by the testimony. But anyway, the very fact that there's two words show you that they're two different things, and you have to be mechalek between them. There's witnessing and there's testimony.
Could we say that the aid at the time, if a Jew is an aid, he's an aid. But if he's puzzled, he can't. There's no haggadah. He can't be made what he saw.
That's for sure. You want to discuss? I thought when he's kosher now, but he was puzzled when he saw.
Yeah.
So that's the testimony. The witnessing of a posel eidus is posel, like invalid witnessing.
Okay, so we see that. Even though
there are nusa. Because the meidak was there, didn't he? Because of a Rambam Beilu Shalosh Averos. Shaleihem Nemar Yehorik Val Yavar. You over bitul mitzvah sasei dvinik dashni umash rashenu elu asei. A Hate Royui, he would have been Royui Leos Possibly Aidus. The Afal God, the Rosh Olympic, the Elaboy, the Rishi, Aidmo Malkus, and this is Days and Abel Mavatis, I say, Aino Rosh Olios Possibly Aidus. Hainu Hecha de Osa Lahachis, ironically, the Imbo Kashash Chimud. Because he has, he's lying in order to gain something out of the deal. I feel it all by very chase Malkus postal or Bishop Rosh of the Chomos. Gemur b'chayshe mishpat. Rosh of the Chomos is named like a ganav or a gazlan. So the Shmait is using the concept of Rosh of the Chomos to be more expansive and to include anybody that's personally benefiting from the test. Yeah. In the case of Yerg Val Yavor, worship or your life, Vani Nami Shein Oisin Lahachis Roy Lissel Bishem Rosh of the Chomos, Kivin the Oisin the Teyavon, because they want to save their lives, usually, but here it happens to be a cooler. So why are they taka anusim? Right in the middle of his thought. Why are they taka anusim? Why don't you say Nimchudu Gorgal Yabar? But they don't become psul in the Eidus, so. But why? L'chayin Rosh of the Chomos. L'chayin Rosh of the Chomos, which says you're Rosh if you're Choshed, that you're tailoring your answers for something you need. L'chayin Nira Dikardam Dikshayim Shem Diyitzro Tokfo. Yeah, ironically, it's like he lost Bechira at that moment. That's how intense this is.
That's one of the principles of our faith.
So you don't say it's Rosh of the Chomos. The power of self-preservation is extremely powerful.
Doesn't mean the guy's a pushover for every little nickel and penny bribe.
But he still has a hero.
I guess so, yeah. It doesn't, yeah. If you wouldn't have a hero, it wouldn't be shy to say Yerg Val Yavar.
Yeah, it doesn't make
him
a pushover.
Whoever said that, bad. Degrees. Babak of the ball. Appreciate. Babak of the ball, Erev Apostle, Ainu Mishum Dhotzi Motzi Tveilok of
Hasitzro. Yeah, that's right. The Rabbi said,
Babak of the ball. Avobonis Hariga, Avobak of Dover, Amemed Achbona, and Bosal Hod, Mishum the Yitzro Tokun. No, what bothered me for many years is how we could say in one sentence that b'di'evit, if you do it, you're an onus. Which means you didn't have bechira. That's what the word onus means to me. And be mechayiv you to do it. If you not oimed ben asayim b'di'evit, we say that we recognize that it was superhuman, and you're not a superhuman. So, right? So then, but I realize that is a simple answer. Most people could be Omid bin Asayim. So the Abishah told them, you have to be. Torah was given to everybody. There will always be talking a group of people that can't control themselves. They can't. Will they be punished, you'll ask? Yes. We don't know. We don't know. No, I'm serious. I have to be a serious answer. We don't know. know. It's up to Hashem knows. We don't know. We don't know the depths of a person's psyche that well to know if he really wants it, if he's happy that he just came up. You know. But you're saying, my question was, how can you say that b'di'evet, if you were not oimed b'nisayon, you're potter, because l'maisa you're an oinus. And then turn around and say, when you have to stand up.
You know, that kasha assumes that the onus is the same for everybody.
Yeah. Right. So the answer is the Torah can give a mitzvah because in general, maybe most people could be the same. But if you find a guy that can't, not because of the Yetzirah, he didn't end up making the wrong bechira. He ended up being under the clutches of. So we do find such a guy. You find such a guy in the Gemara too, right? By a woman. If a woman says, if a woman is nanas, so when it's a curse, that's a case, and the people barge in to save her, says, leave him, leave him. Afilo amr hanichlo, hanichlo. Still she's potter. Even if you see Ratzon. Because you say she really doesn't want it. She's caught up in it. It's called Chilas Bonus for Sefer Baratz. No, Chilas, yeah, Chilas Bonus for Sefer Baratz.
According to Miftah Meliyahu, so everybody has a different level of
Bechira,
so everybody would have a different level of onus too. Wouldn't that follow?
Yeah, for sure. I'm saying, but so when it comes to, you know, ancient B'nai Adam, we're going to give you mitzvah for being Mechal Shabbos, or we're going to give you mitzvah for doing Avodah Zarah. So we can't go into every person's psyche and decide if he was an Oinus or not. That's not the Torah, that's not the way the Torah works. So the Torah gives you certain guidelines and says you can assume. So I guess you normally could assume he could control himself. That's what the Rambam's Kiddush is, that by Yerik Val Yavr things, you assume he can't. But enough people could that it makes sense for Hashem to have given the mitzvah.
The mitzvah doesn't apply to everybody?
What?
There's no mitzvah that applies to some people.
No, come on, I'm talking conceptually. The Torah would have given it even though we know halachically that now that it's given there are people that can't do it because when they saw it's too great. Well, I'm not so sure. If there's no bechira, the Rambam describes this case as the person not having bechira. If he doesn't have his bechiras, he's not going to be punished for what he does. But that's up to Hashem. Hashem knows. Hashem knows if you could have. Just like Hashem knows if you could have done something or not. Hello? Hello?
Plus it says, Harad is calling out.
Yes, who is this?
Jesus is dying.
Yeah, I can't talk to you now. Do I know who you are?
How can you have a mitzvah or something to get them something?
Okay, quickly, I'm in the middle of a shiur.
Everybody can, it's just that somehow. Everybody can do, but some people like Bill Varys, right?
Yeah, but everyone's not
going
to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
No, he's not obligated.
No, he's obligated, it's just that you don't punish him for his rambai. Did he ever? Because it's like such a big threat. But it's not. Like the, in Spain, the, what is it called? The Malachi.
So tonight is
so
the Yom.
What is it? It's really the, like,
is it the 12th period? The 12 hour period before, or is it one of the eight?
No one could stand at a desk and do a shoes.
A lot of people keep the period of time before the only day also. Did you ever hear of that? But is tonight the only period itself? Tonight is down. So please call me right back. I'm in the middle of a shear. Call me back as soon as you have, as soon as you know what you have. No. I'd rather you bother me again. Go look it up and check it out.
All right.
Do you know yet if you have a problem or not? Tonight is Dalit time. So do you know?
Cheating, gambling.
You're not telling me the facts, sir. Is the day of the owner Gimel or Dalit or both?
Still a good age. This person's still a good age.
So then you don't have a problem.
Yeah, even though.
Okay, bye bye.
That's very good. Those are the three things.
A person that felt feel is the day of the owner. But that's because he thought it was Gimel. Then I told him, tonight's Dalit. Oh. Never mind. the truth is, I don't know who it is. It's not someone for sure. I have a feeling he doesn't know what owner means. He sounds very not sure of anything. I said, is the day of the owner Gimel or Dalit? Pretty sure it's Gimel. Well, then you don't have a problem. It's now Dalit. Welcome to Dalit Thomas. Okay.
I give you a ride.
No, I'm Shemitah Shir. I have to give the Shemitah Shir. Okay, we'll stop here. Again. Hashem can be mechayev you to be Moser Nefesh. Of course, either in general, or maybe even most people, or in general, people could be omed b'nesayim. If someone wasn't, then we won't give him misa based in shomato, which is the Rambam's din, because we have to look at him as an oinus. Whether he truly isn't, meaning, you know, when a guy's life is at stake, he can't control himself. Was he truly an ones, or was he like the general populace who could control itself, which is the reason the Torah...
Well, where's the Hamid that will give him Misa?
What do you mean? If Yehoreg Val Yavod is a Hamid? That's a Rambam's Chiddush, that even when the din is Yehoreg Val Yavod... Yehoreg Val Yavod... So the Rambam's Chiddush is, even if a guy was not Oymed Ben Asayan, if he did the Avodah Zorah, he doesn't get Misa. He doesn't get Misa. It's called an Onus. The Rambam says he's called an Onus. So he's able to get an Onus, because when faced with death, you become very intelligent all of a sudden. You make good choices. So the question I have for decades. How could the Torah be behind it?
None of that is.
The answer is the general person can. Bezdin Lamata, when a person doesn't look at him as a Rasha, it looks at him as an Ones. Is he really an Ones? Hashem knows, but we won't give him Misa. We will assume that he's from the people who can't help him.
That's a very characteristic of Jews. That's not Haragi Koleon. Kahang and Kiddush Hashem is something that Jews are very good, I mean, I hate to say it, but good at. You know, we have way too much experience.
Okay.
So there's a shir on Thursday there would be a shir?
Ezrat Hashem. There would be tomorrow too, but I have to... You know something? I have a feeling I have a chasm of Sunday night. Who's getting married Sunday night? Oh, I do have a chasm of Sunday night. Thursday night we're learning. Do you have a car? Can I go with you?
I
to keep it sorry, you're going to walk.
Oh, you mean tonight? You mean there?
Yeah.
I'm not invited.
Okay.
Now I
you could be the Rav's chauffeur.
He was the Rav. The time the Rav has to be.
I have no idea.
If the Rav can't get another ride, I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. I could always take a taxi, I guess.
Oh, that.